some teenagers' school can be a pretty tough place, and despite many campaigns, the number of children suffering at the hands of bullies certainly seems to increase year on year. Kids get bullied for all kinds of reasons, and today Stonewall, they are the lesbian, gay and bisexual charity, they've released a report about homophobic discrimination in UK schools. Gyro is the Gay Youth Are Out organisation based in Liverpool, and Kieran Bowen from there joins me now. Kieran, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Obviously bullying is still a major problem for gay and lesbian young people in schools. Have things moved on at all? It is 2012 after all.
Well, it is, and the Stonewall report that's out today unfortunately shows that 55% of the lesbian, gay and bisexual young people they surveyed are still experiencing homophobic bullying. So the good news is that that's down from their research from 5 years ago, which showed that two-thirds of young people were experiencing bullying on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's still more than half, and that's still unacceptable.
When reports like this, you know, turn up, whether it's about lifestyle, whether it's about appearance or whatever, people always jump up and down and they point the finger at the schools and say the schools are not doing enough. I mean, is this the case?
The evidence, the research shows that if a school is prepared to say that homophobic bullying is wrong, like any form of bullying, then the chance of a young person experiencing bullying drops by 60%. So it's not about blame. It's about a shared responsibility between the family, the community and the school to challenge attitudes which are unacceptable and can be damaging to a young person's identity. It's more than lifestyle. It's actually about a young person's sense of who they are and their sense of self-worth.
Is a young person more likely to come forward and say, I am being bullied because of the clothes I wear, or I am being bullied because of the way I look? Are they more likely to come forward rather than come forward and say, I am being bullied because I'm gay?
Well, other forms of bullying are more likely to be reported. There is a fear among young people, if they're experiencing homophobic bullying, they might not report it because they might out themselves too comfortable with talking to. Or they might not be gay, they might just be different from other boys or girls and they're getting homophobic bullying.
Mm.
And then they might be ashamed to report it because they'll think, oh, well, then that adult will think that I am gay and that they're not. So there is still a noticeable stigma in reporting this.
Tell me about Gyro. I mentioned it briefly in my introduction there. Tell me a bit more, if you would, Kieran.
Yes, Gyro is the longest-running youth group in the country for lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender young people. And we work with young people aged 13 to 25. So we have a group that meets every Wednesday afternoon for young people aged 13 to 16, so still of school age. So we see up between 20 and 30 young people a week in that age range. And some of them are in a good place, and they are now able to be open about their sexuality in a way that might not be possible a generation ago.
Mm.
So there are some that are open at school, and it's okay for them. But there's still a significant number who are really afraid of being themselves, and what we try and do is create a safe space for them to meet other young people like themselves, to become more confident and resilient, and to give them the confidence to challenge these issues when they experience them.
I mean, do you ever envisage a time when this sort of bullying will stop? I mean, bullying is as old as time itself. It doesn't make it right, but are we being a bit naive to think that we're going to stamp it out completely?
Well, I don't think it's about... I think it would be idealistic to say, yes, that bullying will stop. I think there's something in human nature that makes it happen. It's just about how we deal with it. Do we ignore it? Do we, as some teachers have said in this survey, do they say they're unaware of it? Do we just treat it as banter? Or do we actually have the confidence to be part of the solution and challenge it and let people know what is acceptable and how young people should treat each other with respect?
And just finally, if there is a young person listening now and they think, you know what, that conversation has lit the spark in me, I need to deal with this, I need to talk to someone about this, how do they get in touch with you?
We have a webpage, gyro.org.uk. We're also on Facebook, Gyro Liverpool. And they can call 203-0824. So we'd encourage a young person to get in touch. They can also just turn up at the youth group. If they're aged 13 to 16, it's Wednesday, 4 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. at the Young Persons Advisory Service on Bolton Street.
All right. Kieran, pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. This is Kieran Bowen there from the organisation Gyro. Spelled the way it sounds, G-Y-R-O.org.uk if you need more information on that.